top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on Q, the big station.
This is the Midday News for Tuesday, November 26. I am Kimberly Benjamin. In the headlines, more calls for proper electoral reform ahead of December 6 general elections. Jamaicans on standby for fresh elections and TSA testing advanced airport security technology. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited, Fast Cash, and the Maxwell Group.
Be ready for anything with Courts Ready Cash. It's quick, easy, and hassle-free. Take advantage of our slashed interest rates. Get a loan of up to $13,000 and get reduced interest rates with up to 36 months to pay. All you need is one form of valid picture ID, a recent job letter and payslip, proof of address, and 3 references. Visit one of our Courts or Ready Cash store locations for more information about getting your Courts Ready Cash loan today. Courts Ready Cash, ready when you are.
Are you an existing Fast Cash customer?
Yes.
Call or visit us today to claim your exclusive loyalty benefits. From November 1 to 30, 2019, get up to 10% cash back when you apply for a consumer loan. Refer a friend and receive $100.
Really?
Contact your nearest branch or apply online at fastcashcaribbean.com. At Fast Cash,
we appreciate your loyalty.
Smarter, faster, better. Fast Cash. Terms and conditions apply.
Mother Nature or human nature? Are you fully protected from the unexpected? At Maxwell Insurance Agency, Agents Pronagico, we want to make sure you have the right coverage, like the structure of your home or business and its contents from natural disasters, automobile damages, theft and injury to its passengers, or simply your own personal coverage. Come speak to a Maxwell Insurance rep today to help you determine how much and what coverage is right for you. Call us on 440-6900 for a free insurance review so you can check it off your list and off your mind. Located at 36 Kings Lane, Roseau, we are Maxwell Insurance Agency.
Leader of the United Workers' Party, Lennox Linton, says the problem in Dominica is not the demonstrations, but rather the cause. The opposition has raised 1,343 objections to persons on the list. And in the claims and objections procedures in law, Linton says the party requires those objections to be dealt with before the final list of voters is issued. He says without resolution of those objections, Dominica cannot claim to have a proper voters list for the election.
The president of the Commonwealth of Dominica has the authority in law to adjourn the date of the election so that the Electoral Commission can complete its work on the list before the list is finalized. And we think a perfect opportunity exists right now for the date of the election to be adjourned by proclamation from the president. That is the law of Dominica.
Meantime, Linton denies claims of involvement in any agreed transaction which seeks to provide diplomatic status, as revealed in the newly released Al Jazeera documentary, Diplomats for Sale. The documentary is based on the revelation of diplomatic statuses being purchased by persons of questionable background in attempts to acquire diplomatic immunity. These prices range from $400,000 to millions, most of which is used to finance political leverage in elections or fund lavish lifestyles. The team leader made it clear that Team Dominica is opposed to such corruptions and says that there is no time in the past, present, or future will he be involved in selling diplomacy.
Lennox Linton, the political leader of the United Workers' Party and the political party that he leads, we are against the sale of ambassadorships, diplomatic passports, diplomatic immunity. We are opposed to the exchange of money for any ambassadorship, any passport, diplomatic passport, or any diplomatic immunity. And I want to state that on the record this morning, so there is no
categorically
ambiguity about that. I also want to state that at no time in the past, now, or will there ever be an occasion in the future where Lennox Linton will offer ambassadorships, diplomatic passports, or diplomatic immunity for sale to anybody. Understand what you just saw in that Al Jazeera documentary. You saw a number of politicians being accused of involvement in one way or the other. And at the back end of the program, you saw the Al Jazeera report seeking to tie Lennox Linton into a deal for selling diplomatic passports. It never happened. I have had no discussions with Oliver Serafin. As a matter of fact, I have not spoken to or seen Oliver Serafin in more than 5 years. I didn't even know he was in Dominica. We have had absolutely no conversation about campaign financing, far less campaign finance money in exchange for diplomatic passports or diplomatic immunity. I have had no conversation at all with David Bruni or any agreement with David Bruni to sell diplomatic passports, ambassadorships, or diplomatic immunity to anybody.
In the spirit of transparency and honesty, Linton says that the people have a right to ask questions and they deserve answers, as this is their right in a democracy. He also says that within the first 100 days of their leadership, the UWP will implement the Prevention of Sale of Diplomatic Immunity Act.
But the people have a right to ask questions, and the people have a right to receive answers to the questions that they ask. This is what leadership in a democracy is all about. And for years we have been talking about campaign finance reform. For years we've been talking about regularizing this funding of election campaigns in Dominica so that we will not be facing these kinds of issues. But we have been refusing to do anything. Almost as though everything is right, everything is fine. And like I said, we are committed to putting campaign finance legislation in place in Dominica. And most importantly, we are committed that within the first 100 days of a United Workers Party administration, we will enact the Prevention of the Sale of Diplomatic Immunity Act. That will become law, and it will criminalize the exchange of money for diplomatic passports, diplomatic immunity, and ambassadorships. And the only organization, the only political organization, the only political leader of a party in Dominica committed to criminalizing the sale of diplomatic passports, diplomatic immunity, and ambassadorships is yours truly, Lennox Linton, the leader of the United Workers Party, Team Dominica.
Opposition leader Lennox Linton. Dominica's Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett is threatening legal action on the heels of a documentary aired on international news network Al Jazeera, which alleged that he was involved in the corrupt sale of diplomatic passports. And he's charged that the news network is one of the foreign agents of the United Workers Party, UWP. The UWP has accused the Skerrett administration of selling Dominican passports and using the money to fund the campaign of the ruling Dominica Labour Party ahead of the December 6th general elections. Under Dominica's Citizenship by Investment program, through which foreign investors are provided with citizenship in return for making a substantial investment in the socioeconomic development of the island. But the Al Jazeera documentary entitled Immunity for Sale claims that diplomatic passports are being secretly sold to help keep Caribbean politicians in power, and it named Skerrett as one such politician. It has Oliver Serafin, who was the prime minister from 1975 to 1979, but has no current position in the government and has not been in politics for several decades, secretly recorded on camera discussing the sale of diplomatic passports and asking for a fee for arranging an ambassadorship. The documentary also makes reference to former diplomatic passport holder Ali Reza Monfared, who was jailed for 20 years in Iran for embezzlement. Speaking at a DLP rally on the weekend ahead of the airing of the documentary, the Prime Minister gave notice of his intention to seek redress in the courts if the allegations were aired.
I have been informed that Al Jazeera intends to do a documentary about alleged sale of diplomatic passports in Dominica. The allegations which have been made were sent to me. I noticed, as you will notice when the story is broadcast, that the allegations are the very same ones that Linton, the UWP, and Mass in the Cemetery have been making up and repeating for several years. It was clear to me, as it will be to you, that either Linton, the UWP directly, or their foreign collaborators provided this baseless information to Al Jazeera for political reasons. People who libel me will find themselves before the courts.
Skerritt said what's more concerning is what he describes as the recklessness with which Linton and the UWP are seeking to blacken Dominica's, as he calls it, good name.
Linton is desperate. And this desperation means that he and his agents and supporters will do all in their power to legitimize their lies by using foreign agents and organizations. And Al Jazeera is now one of them. It saddens me as a Dominican and as Prime Minister to tell you that the UWP is trying to weave a negative narrative of a Dominica in chaos. They are going to great lengths to spread this false narrative in an attempt to destabilize Dominica and to make the way for foreigners to come and take over our election process. Understand what I'm telling you this evening. Election observers in a country are not new, but these are not observers I am talking about. The UWP is trying to get external influences to either take over the national electoral process or stop elections and hand over to Linton.
Roosevelt Skerritt. Meantime, the opposition leader says if the UWP wins the election, his administration would pass in Parliament a prevention of the sale of Diplomatic Immunity Act, and Al Jazeera would be invited to report on it. Still on the local scene, Minister for Foreign and CARICOM Affairs Francine Barron says in recent times, the Dominica government has had the occasion to be concerned about actions or decisions taken by the OAS on certain matters, which departs from what it considers to be an established practice and which it thinks falls into question or calls into question whether the OAS charter and the rules of the organization are being breached. She was speaking at a special meeting of the Permanent Council of the OAS in Washington, D.C. on Friday. She says government is equally concerned by public pronouncements that have been made by the Secretary General, which she says displays biased disregard for government and member states.
And which calls into question his role and by question the organization's role as an honest broker. We expect from this organization that when statements are made on behalf of the membership or by the directing mind of this organization, that it will be fair and balanced, having regard to all of the facts. Since attaining political independence in 1978, Dominica has conducted credible elections that have resulted in the peaceful transition of power from one political party to the next. The elections, which will take place on December 6th in Dominica, are being held under the same electoral laws which have governed Dominica's free and fair elections and democratic process for the last 40 years. Both the current Labour government and the UWP opposition have been elected through this exact process and under these same laws.
Minister for Foreign and CARICOM Affairs Francine Barron. Bishop of Roseau Gabriel Malzier tells citizens to remember that no political or economy is perfect and to accept the verdict of the majority, even if it differs from how one has voted in accordance with one's conscience. He was speaking at the celebration of the Solemnity of Christ the King on the weekend.
As clergy, laicos in pastoral care, and preachers, we are one to recognize that our basic obligation is to promote unity in our communities and therefore to refrain from saying or doing anything likely to be interpreted as partisan politics.
Bishop of Roseau Gabriel Malzier. Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt says the call by the opposition for electoral reform at this time is a veneer being used by the UWP to confuse the public. He was speaking to ABS television in Antigua via Skype. He says the call is to further create public unrest, incite violence, and provoke a confrontation with the police. Skerritt says the UWP's goal ultimately is to stop elections and justify external intervention in the national electoral process.
The government has not tampered with the electoral laws in any way whatsoever. The current elections are being run and conducted under the same laws and processes that Dominica has had in place ever since independence for 41 years now. The UWP became the government with these laws, and the UWP became the opposition with these laws. The Dominican Labour Party was in opposition for a very long time, over 20 years, with these laws. And we contested the elections and became the government with these laws. Not only that, these same laws were used for the general elections in 2014, at which the Commonwealth Secretariat, CARICOM, and the OAS were all observers and declared the process to have been free and fair. In 41 years of independence, the electoral process in Dominica has been free and fair.
And the Dominica Christian Council has made a call for electoral reform for the continued shaping of Dominica's democratic process. Reverend Mona Christmas Frazier is chair of the council. The group met with President Charles Savre through a string of meetings he has recently called in light of political unrest ahead of the upcoming polls.
In summary, the Dominica Christian Council endorsed again the need for electoral reform for the continued shaping of our democratic process. Inquiries were made as to what could be realistically achieved towards this end, within the ambits of the law, in the limited time frame before general elections. Though suggested, it was recognized that the use of a piece of identification, such as passport, social security card, or driver's license, could present challenges. There is the need for the Electoral Commission to use the remaining days to disseminate information to and educate the public on the electoral process ahead and offer the assurance of free, fair, and transparent elections.
She has said coming out of the meeting with less than 2 weeks before the electorate goes to the polls, and given the heightened tension which has raised concerns among many, both locally and abroad, the council recognizes and accepts the right to peaceful protests and equally recognizes and accepts the obligation of the police to uphold the law and protect and preserve the safety of the citizens of the country.
We urge that all parties exercise rights in a responsible manner. In the throes of continued campaigning, we appeal to citizens and residents to focus on issues rather than personalities. We impress upon candidates to avoid denigration of character of their opponents, their families and supporters, to avoid offensive assaults or intimations directed at campaigners or their family members because of their political affiliations, and to refrain from language that could incite violence.
Chair of the Dominica Christian Council, Reverend Mona Christmas Frazier. In other news this afternoon, Jamaica's Prime Minister Andrew Holness has put the country on standby for fresh elections. He told supporters that the Jamaica Labour Party's 76th annual conference over the weekend to get ready for a general election, as the party is doing well. But party chairman Robert Montague also told the gathering that the GLP's machinery is not yet ready for a new poll. We get more in this report from TBJ News.
Speculation is rife as to when Andrew Holness will call it. At the party's annual conference, the date of the election was topical. However, GLP chairman Robert Montague warned the party to be cautious. He said the administration is doing well, but this will not automatically translate into victory.
But we know as laborers that no matter how good the government is, government don't win election.
With that in mind, Mr. Montague was bold in declaring that rushing into an election will be disastrous. He further suggested that suitable candidates will have to be selected.
We know that we are slowly working to get the party ready. We're not upon no haste. We're not in no haste. We have work to do. We have projects to complete, and we have caretakers to install.
Background checks will have to be done on the candidates, according to the chairman. He further said only those who can win will be selected to represent the party.
Meantime, in his address to the conference, Prime Minister Holness also announced plans to set up more zones of special operations. Holness said his administration will declare 7 additional special operations zones as part of its crime-fighting efforts. More from TBJ News.
Symbolic bell and a JLP conference showcasing all the trappings of power. With the murder toll already surpassing 1,000, the Prime Minister announced that more ZOSOs will be rolled out to get crime under control.
So next year, Labourites, Jamaicans, we will be able to increase the number of communities that are under the zones of special operations. We will be able to add at least 4 more communities.
That will be made possible through the European Union, which will provide 20 million euros to boost community development and security.
The government of Jamaica will be adding resources to that as well. And so you're going to hear an announcement of not just 4, but possibly an additional 3 communities.
Law and order on the streets is also a priority. Andrew Holness indicated that the National Works Agency has submitted a plan to ensure each traffic light has appropriate technology to capture unruly motorists. No room for traffic violations and disorder in critical public spaces.
And as the Transportation Security Administration field tests advanced screening technologies for passengers at an airport terminal in Las Vegas, researchers at the University of Rhode Island are also developing new ways to detect explosives that may even surpass the abilities of bomb-sniffing dogs. Chris Van Cleve reports.
Hopefully the future looks a bit like this. Now, LAX is going to get very busy. They expect more than 3.2 million people to pass through its checkpoints for Thanksgiving. That's a record. And look, the TSA knows this is no one's favorite part of the travel experience, but what they're looking at is the possible checkpoint of the future at one U.S. airport. That could change. They're also working with researchers to develop sensors that could be tucked inside of checkpoints aimed at spotting explosives, and that's something you and I'll probably never actually see. In a field outside Providence, University of Rhode Island researchers are working on new ways to detect and stop explosives popular with terrorists.
One.
They're partnering with the Department of Homeland Security on this sensor. They call it a digital dog nose. It'll soon be the size of a cell phone or able to be mounted on a drone and can detect homemade explosives as well or better than a bomb-sniffing dog. They've also created a gel called Shmoo that can surround an explosive or chemical agent and flash freeze it so it can be safely removed from a transit hub. Professor Jimmy Oxley.
We think about how to detect and mitigate the threats for today. While we're still realizing that if we get really good about getting today's threats, there's going to be a different threat tomorrow. What would that look like and how would we attack it?
2,700 miles away at this new airport checkpoint in Las Vegas, the TSA's newest technology is being tested together for the first time with real passengers. They call it their innovation checkpoint.
This is a glimpse into the future of what aviation security is going to look like.
Jose Bonilla is the director of TSA's Innovation Task Force.
What we're trying to do is, how do we make that a more seamless process for the traveling public, but not giving up on security capability? What you see here may not be here in a year. We may bring in new pieces of technology.
As passengers approach this innovation checkpoint, they'll see dynamic message boards. Next, new ID readers can scan your license to quickly validate your identity and confirm you're flying that day without needing to show officers your boarding pass. From there, carry-on bags go to a CT scanner. Electronics can stay in, and eventually the goal is liquids will too. The new scanners can more easily see through all the clutter and bags.
You are now entering a safety zone.
While it's not quite that scanner from Total Recall, science fiction is coming alive with these new walk-by body scanners. They display a generic male or female form and flag an area of the body where there may be a concern. The technology is also better at spotting non-metallic threats that a metal detector might miss.
The improvement they really need to make for everybody is don't take your shoes off, right?
They can speed it up a little bit more, yeah.
The ID thing was a little slow.
It's quicker. It definitely pushes people through a lot faster.
TSA is hoping it can take lessons learned at that checkpoint in Vegas and very quickly turn them into airport security reality by 2022. And some of that technology, like the CT scanners, is already being rolled out to some airports.
And that's the midday news, but first a recap of our headlines. More calls for proper electoral reform ahead of December 6th general elections. Jamaicans on standby for fresh elections, and TSA testing advanced airport security technology. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited, Fast Cash, and the Maxwell Group. I have been your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on.